Tim Damon. He's president and CEO of the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. Tim, how are you?
Hey, Tony, I'm doing well. How are you today?
Well, I don't want to offend you, but I guess we could call the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce an old fart. You're getting ready to celebrate 100 years. That's a lot of time, isn't it?
Well, you know, it really is, and it's Tony, it's been really fascinating and actually very humbling to me to look back over the history. We've had some board members and former board chairs over the years that have stepped up to on a planning committee for us, and one of our board members, Pat Haynes, who actually chaired the chamber board back in 1988, had put together a historical committee at that time, and they went back and traced our history is over 100 years. It started in 1901 when a group called the Lansing Businessmen's Association was created to attract Olds Motor Works to Lansing. And in 1912, the organization, the Businessmen's Association, became the Lansing Chamber of Commerce and celebrated their first annual dinner. And we're just pleased that we're able to be celebrating our 100th year coming up next week.
Tim, what do you tell business owners when they say, geez, I'd love to be a member of the chamber, but I can't afford it?
Well, the easy thing to go back to is, can you afford not to be? And I say that in more of a joking manner. But, when you really think about the chamber, I think so many times people look at us and say, well, you're kind of a social organization. You do a lot of events. You do a lot of programming. And, that's true. We do. We have a lot of networking opportunities for our businesses. But, from a local and regional standpoint, for those businesses who rely on this region for the success of their business, boy, I tell you what, we just provide a great deal of access to over 1,100, businesses and members here in this region. And some of the work we do in the advocacy area is trying to make sure that the region, the right economic climate, and that we're doing the right things here to make sure that businesses can grow and more importantly, create jobs here in our region.
Tim, when I hear people complaining about the environment for business or that they're not making the revenue they would like, I always think what I hear at chambers, and that is you better stop whining and you better get out there and network to grow your business, to see where you can find people who will buy your goods and services. But you also better get out there and lay a foundation for relationships so you can get to know people who are in the same boat that you are and you could buy goods and services from each other.
Well, you got it. And Tony, you said a key word there, and it's relationships. And so much of this is about relationships and it's developing those relationships. And, what a great story. We had our monthly member after hours last night at a new business out in East Lansing called Red Cedar Cafe. And just talking to the owners there, Bob and Angie, and they were talking about how when they started the business back in the fall and what they've been able to do now. They're now wholesaling and retailing some of their baked goods and whatnot. And just a great success, small business success story. And, we had close to 100 people, in their place last night, just exposing their business to all sorts of new potential customers.
Why do businesses fail? Where do they go wrong?
Well, I guess that if I knew the answer to that question, Tony, you and I could probably be pretty wealthy individuals. But, I think there's probably a variety of reasons. I mean, market conditions, the right product and right service. Are you meeting your customers' needs? Do you really have the right business plan in place? Are you well financed? And I think all of those are probably as equally important. Now the great thing about it is we have some great resources around here. When you start thinking about the Small Business Technology Development Center over at LCC that provides a lot of that business counseling at no charge, and they'll help aspiring entrepreneurs kind of walk through and put together that business plan, kind of help them get their financing in place as well. So I think a lot of it is a lot of that pre-planning and then finding those right resources that can really help you along the way.
What can the state of Michigan do to make this a friendlier business environment?
Well, I tell you what, I think you've seen a lot of it. I think you saw a lot of that last year. I think the streamlining of the business taxes, the elimination of the MBT last year, I tell you what, we've heard probably 100% of our members how pleased they were with the elimination of the MBT. And, I think you're seeing it. I think that you saw a very very aggressive agenda from the new administration last year, some very, very tough decisions, as everyone's well aware of. But you know what, when we look at where we are today, boy, what a difference from a year ago, with the budget surplus. And I think with the Governor Snyder's you know, with his vision that he's looking at for this year as well, we're on the right track. You know, the transportation infrastructure is critical. And you know what? We still feel pretty strongly that the new bridge down to Detroit needs to be, we need to get that finalized. We, I mean, I think from an international trade perspective, it's critical, you know, for not only our region, but for the state as well.
Talking about that bridge, and you keep bringing up subjects that I was going to bring up, Tim, but when talking about that bridge, we hear that the number of people coming across the current bridge and the using the current tunnel, that it's down, the numbers are down, the revenue's down. Does that justify having a new bridge built?
Tony, I think looking at numbers today, but more importantly, projecting out. You know, you've got, and I don't know what the current age of the Ambassador Bridge is, but it's an aging infrastructure. It's still one of the busiest, if not busiest, border crossings we have in North America. And the fact that we are dependent on that one solely only mode of getting your products and goods across, across and into Canada and in the U.S. is that's a kind of a scary, scary situation for us to be in. And so, again, I think looking more long term and what even President Obama has said, you know, last year about doubling exports for the country within 5 years. I mean, that can't happen with the infrastructure we have in place today. And so we have got to do what we can to improve that aging infrastructure and our roads, critical for manufacturers, critical for the distribution and logistics sector as well.
What can the city of Lansing and Ingham County do better to make this a more business-friendly environment?
You know, I think we have to have policies in place that are going to be welcoming to businesses. I mean, I don't think we can continue to see stories, you know, floating around here locally about the gas station owner, Matt Wentz, and Hazlitt last week and what he went through in Meridian Township. And, you know, the fact that the government saying, well, you should have came to us a month earlier is nonsense. We need to be business-friendly, and we need to be welcoming to the folks here who are investing and creating and providing job opportunities for the residents of this region.
I recently had lunch with a small business owner who happens to reside out of Meridian Township, and she was telling me that she could not believe the hoops and hurdles she had to go through to get her business licensed, to get to all the rules and regulations together. And she had heard from many folks that it's a very hard environment to try and do business with. I don't want you to attack the Meridian Township, but have you seen and heard the same thing?
You know, Tony, we've heard those stories over the years, and again, you're right. It's not about attacking Meridian Township because those same stories exist in other parts of this region as well. And at the same time, you know what? Our municipalities do a very good job as well in other instances, and so we can't pile on. But at the end of the day, we do what we can to encourage all of our elected officials here locally to really think positively towards business. And you know, we've seen some positive change, but there's still a long ways to go. I mean, we need to do what we can to remove some of that, some of the red tape from some of those processes and permits that are required, and just kind of slow progress down.
All right, we've got two questions left for Tim Damon, who's the president and CEO of the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. Tim, has the chamber officially endorsed a presidential candidate?
Yeah, we have not at this time, no.
Will you?
No, Tony, we have not done that in the past, but stay tuned. There's always a first time for everything, right?
All right, let's talk about this 100 annual dinner celebration, which is coming up. Looking forward to attending that. Give us the details, and there's going to be a lot going on beyond dinner.
Well, you know, there really is. As I said, you know, we're really kind of celebrating the history of not only our organization for 100-plus years, but for the men and women who have really, you know, volunteered their time and effort over the years to really make this region what it is today. And as I said, that without 12 businessmen, business leaders coming together in 1901 and pooling their money to buy the state fairgrounds, to get Olds Motor Works back here, who knows what our region would have looked like. And so we're just really looking forward to celebrating the evening. It's next Wednesday night, February 22nd. We're going to be at the Lansing Center. We're really pleased to be back downtown. We've been able to move that annual dinner around to different venues the last few years, but we're really excited to be back downtown in downtown Lansing.
All right. So if people want to be able to buy tickets for this February 22nd event, starts at 5:15, goes until 8:30 at the Lansing Center, where can they go?
You know what? They can either go to our website, www.lansingchamber.org, or they can call our office and ask for Michelle Rawl, and that number is 487-6340.
Tim, I always learn a lot when I talk with you. Appreciate your time.
Hey, Tony, I appreciate it as well. Thanks, and have a great day.